in studio with me, a very relaxed, informative, full of things to share, Miss Sandy Gretzen. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Michelle.
Great. Is the sun out yet?
No.
Dang it.
Oh, I wish it would come out.
Yeah, I know. You know, there's still plenty of time left to the day, so I'll just keep my fingers crossed. Well, you are here to talk about one of my favorite topics, art, art, and more art. And you are the president of the Voyagers Art Club, correct?
That's correct. And we like to be referred to as just Voyager artists.
Okay.
There's been a misnomer about the club, so we're just Voyager artists.
There you go.
And we have been around since 1964.
Sweet, right? You think I'd have the name right by now.
No worries. No worries. You're not alone.
And that's why we have interviews, so that we can clear up all those things and share the exciting things that are happening. And you, as a group, have hosted a spring exhibit for years and years and years and had to put on a little hiatus, and now you're back in full swing. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, today, actually it was yesterday that we hung the show. Today is our opening reception of our annual spring show. The title of the show is Renewal. And
nice.
It is taking place at Harbor Rail Pub and Events. And for those of you that have no idea where Harbor Rail is located, it has a wonderful location in downtown historic Two Harbors. The exact address is 602 First Avenue, and they are right on the corner of Waterfront and First Avenue in beautiful historic downtown Two Harbors. It used to be called McQuaid's.
Right.
So maybe those of you that had been to McQuaid's, it's in the same space, but it's totally renovated. And I am so excited about this show, Michelle. We have 17 artists that participated in this event, and we have 25 works of art.
Nice.
We have all kinds of art. We have photographs. We have oil, acrylic, watercolor, mixed media. We have two-dimensional and three-dimensional art, pen and ink drawings, collage, and more. And the space looks great. Our opening reception takes place today. This is the 26th of May already.
I know. That's so crazy.
I know.
So now, I have a question. So is this a perk of being part of, being a member of the Voyager Artists, is you have the opportunity to participate in this? This is not open to the general public. It is for the members of, and that's a perk.
That's a perk, yes. Yep. And also, being a member of the club, you have another exhibition opportunity. You have another opportunity to exhibit your work and sell your work. And that is at the Art Center. And a lot of people, even local people, don't even know where the Art Center is. I'm going to say, if you know where the train depot is, you know where the Art Center is. Because as you're facing the lake and the harbor, we're the little brown building just to the east or the left of the depot. And we're opening this weekend, too.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes. So we, the Art Center for our club on our side, we are open Fridays from noon to 3, Saturdays from 10 to 4, and Sundays from noon to 3. And that happens every weekend. Every single weekend throughout the entire summer, we're open until the end of September because we are seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes when we're just working in there doing, you know, we're setting up, or sometimes we have open studio, we do have visitors that drop in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
So the exhibit that opens today, how long does that run?
That goes until July 11th, so that we encompass Heritage Days.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And so that will be available whenever the Harbor Rail is open for business.
Yes, correct. And my understanding is that they open to the public, and this reception's open to the public too.
Right. Yep.
Harbor Rail opens at 3 o'clock each day. And I think they're open till like 11 p.m.
I think it's closed. I think that in 1 o'clock.
A 1 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, and it's a wonderful place. And
yes.
I think that Donna and her partner have done a fabulous job renovating it. It's a feel-good place.
It really is. And that's what art is all about. And that you gave a little bit of a lowdown of the kinds of art. You said photography, there's watercolor, there's... I know that some of your members are fiber artists. Are there going to be any... fiber arts displayed in this exhibit?
No, not in this exhibit. It's kind of hard to do that.
Okay.
But we've got printmaking and, watercolor, acrylic, oil. And we have one kind of sculptural piece. I'm not going to give it away.
Okay, you're going to have to.
And actually, it's hanging on the wall.
Wow, yeah, nice. Yeah, clever. Yeah.
And just for the public, too, for my art, I go by Sandy Pillsbury because I've been painting longer than I've been married. And everybody I know slaughters my last name. Gredson's is just such a, it's Latvian. So I just go by Sandy Pillsbury.
Okay.
It's just so much easier.
It's so much easier. You're in my phone as hyphenate, so I never know.
That's okay, Michelle. I understand. And also, if you live in Minnesota, shame on you if you've never heard of Pillsbury.
Right.
And it's the cake mix and the doughboy, okay?
Right, exactly. Oh, that's so awesome. So you have pieces in this exhibit, and you do oil?
Yeah, yep. I do oil. And actually, the two pieces I have in the show... it's called plein air, which means painting mm-hmm. in the out of doors, painting on location. So I've got mm-hmm. a couple of little oil plein air pieces in the show. So
no, they're not little. Your pieces are absolutely beautiful to look at.
Thank
so
you.
Yes, very engaging and awesome. You also have. Do you still have some showing in New York? I know you did for a while.
No, I don't have anything in New York right now.
Okay,
but I do have a piece at Lakeview Hospital. I have my triptych on loan there.
Nice.
So that, if you know where the art wall is, just take a look up the stairs to the left and you'll see my triptych. So that's where that's
hanging. Excellent.
So.
Now, I bet there's no time that you wouldn't accept new members, right?
Yeah, we are open to new members. We love the enthusiasm of new members, all age groups, mm-hmm. you know. And I know that it's hard for people to come. We don't have our meetings during the summer months. Everybody's too busy in the summer.
Right.
So we'll start our meetings up again in September. And we always meet the third Monday of each month. And typically it's at 1:30 on the third Monday of the month. However, if we have a demonstration or a make mm-hmm. and take, then we start at 1. And usually we have some posts on Facebook. So mm-hmm. you can follow our page, Voyager Artists, on Facebook. And also Harbor Rail. You can follow Harbor Rail on Facebook and do tag them in your posts when you see the exhibit. Maybe your comments are always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
We really hope that a lot of people come because it's really a beautiful and unique mm-hmm. show. It really is.
Right. And if listeners are interested in more information, how do they contact Voyager Artists?
They can call me on my cell, and just so you know, I have a robo-killer on my phone. So so if I don't recognize your number, just leave a voice message.
Okay.
And you can call me at 218-391-2456.
Excellent. So recap, Voyager Artists' annual spring show at the Harbor Rail Pub and Event Center on First Avenue, Kitty Corner from the post office, not hard to find at all. Amazing art, and thank you so much, Sandy.
Oh, well, thanks for inviting me in this morning, Michelle.
Yeah, definitely.
You rock, Michelle. You rock. You do.
Well, I said this is one of my favorite topics. Support those local artists, and you make our world beautiful, so I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. It's good to be with you today.
Okay, you have a great rest of your day.